A Charles Paris Mystery. A Doubtful Death. Written by Jeremy Front from a story by Simon Brett.
To allay stress and anxiety, when I'm in between jobs, I've developed a simple mindfulness routine. Every day I think of three good things.
Scotch. Mini pappadoms. Endeavour on catch-up. What a time to be alive.
Charles!
It was May, and I hadn't heard a peep from my agent since before Christmas, when he promised to get me seen for the show I was now watching and definitely wasn't in.
Charles!
128 days since my last job.
Charles!
Downstairs!
Are you downstairs?
No, I'm downstairs.
I can't find my phone.
When I'm in work, life's peaceful between me and my semi-detached wife-cum-landlady.
Is he down there?
When I'm out of work, the first few weeks are a phony war. No actual fighting, but I carry a gas mask in the event of an air raid.
I bet it's in your room.
Why would your phone be in my room?
I'm going to look.
That's my room.
There are rules of engagement, and hostilities always begin with a sortie into enemy territory.
There are three dinner plates under the bed.
Followed by a skirmish over a neutral zone.
As you've got time on your hands, will it kill you to clean the bathroom?
Combat finally ensued when Francis invaded the sitting room with an unhelpful, helpful suggestion.
What about minicabbing?
Are you stark raving mad?
You've got a licence?
I haven't got a car.
Details.
Quite an important detail for a minicab driver.
Always got an excuse. I need to turn this down.
I'm trying to watch Endeavour.
Shh. I'm calling my phone.
Hang on.
How could you not know you were sitting on it?
I've got a well-upholstered booty. Catch.
Don't throw it. I'm expecting a cab text.
I could have given you a lift.
You haven't got a car.
You have.
I'm fine.
There you go. If you don't want to be driven by me, why should anyone else?
I don't want to be driven by you because you've been drinking.
Fair enough.
But when you're sober, you could drive things.
Things?
Parcels, packages.
I'm an actor, not a delivery driver, nor will I contribute to the obesity crisis.
What?
If people actually went shopping in actual shops instead of sitting around on their backsides...
As opposed to sitting around on somebody else's sofa, watching somebody else's telly, troughing a bag of somebody else's mini poppadoms and contributing to the obesity crisis.
This is research.
Eating mini poppadoms?
I need to be up to speed in case Morris gets me an Endeavour casting.
Morris, I don't want to badmouth your agent, but a definition of insanity is repeating the same action over and over and expecting a different result. I worry about you, Charles.
I'm like a cat.
You cough up fur balls.
I always land on my feet.
Paws.
For effect?
Cats have paws, not feet.
Got it.
I do worry about you. What do you do when I'm not here?
Rewind and watch it later.
Not tonight. What do you do when I'm not around?
But you are around.
For now.
What does that mean?
The thing is,
Thing is, what thing?
I've been waiting for the right time to tell you.
Francis?
Taxi's here.
Leave it.
I'll be late.
Francis?
Don't wait up.
You can't freak me out now and then leave. Francis! Enigmatic exits always put a crimp in my evening. This one cast a long and gloomy shadow. I set an early alarm, hoping to catch her in the morning. Crack of dawn, and she'd already gone out. Who goes to the gym before 11? Returning to bed was futile, so I shuffled to the kitchen for a weapons-grade espresso.
Another day. Another good thing. Good one at last, Ed.
I see Nosferatu continues to stalk this earthly realm.
I never suck blood before lunch. Certainly not blood that's 60% proof.
Yet the living dead still deducts 10% of any blood he does drink.
Nothing dead about me, Bubbler. I've never felt more alive. Full of the joys of spring, skipping through Soho Square at Sparrow's Fart, there was a distinct whiff of verdant renewal in the air.
Verdant or vermin?
Sap was palpably rising in Old Compton Street.
Ugh, too much info, but I'm happy for you.
No, Charles, I'm happy for you.
Why?
Why, he asks. A job is why. Get dressed. Come into town, and I'll give you the lowdown.
How do you know I'm not dressed?
This is a FaceTime call, and your Jason King kimono's all agape.
What?
It's like giving an iPhone to a chimp.
Oh,
stop waving it around.
I'm trying to turn it off.
I'm not talking about the camera, and you've just taken a pic you might want to delete.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?